Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Well, folks, when you're right 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time.
Why didn't you say that before?
Okay, Jimmy, you're off the hook. We got Miami, Cincinnati coming up. Any thoughts?
I certainly do, Brett. I hereby declare Miami to be Smooth Jimmy's lock of the week.
Every paper prints the damn betting line. You know, all anybody talks about is the point spread. Every local TV show prognosticator, every two-bit local columnist, I mean, even the average Joe man on the street, all they talk about is the damn point spread. And you know what? It sucks.
I'm telling you, go to the store, get a six-pack, get yourself a cigar and a roll of toilet paper, because when you see this game, you're going to sh**.
College game of the month, absolutely free.
Meet Stu Finer, nickname The Source.
Listen.
He promises, quote, to piss on your bookie's face.
We got a quarterback picking North Carolina State +4. You can't have that, you know.
I'll just call myself Mr. X. Yep, you can't go wrong with Mr. X.
Let's get ready to gamble.
We now join the mysterious and frozen Mr. X live from Maine, where the current temperature is...
We're up to 7.
Up to 7 degrees on March 2nd, 2026. What are you doing up in Maine? This is not visitor season.
No, that's a good question. I wish I had a good answer. But I came up to do a little, couple days of rental property work, and I put it around the town's ice festival.
Ice festival. Okay, so ice sculptures with chainsaws.
Those guys are better with a chainsaw than I am with a pencil.
I'm sure.
They're really good.
Oh, I've seen your notes for your typical Saturday and Sunday slate of football. So, yeah, I'm sure they are better with a chainsaw. So, an ice festival, well, they had the weather for it then. Funny
it
that Maine would schedule an ice festival for March. That ought to tell you something about the kind of hardy winters they have.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was like 40 on Saturday, you know, when the town's open and everybody's just walking around. They've been cooped up for months looking for any excuse to drink something that they've never heard of before.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So, you got rental property. Look at you, by the way. It started with just, I want a place to go to Maine in the summer. Now you've got two boats, a cottage, and a rental property. Like, the ambition on you, Mr. X.
No, the rental property is just my dad's that I have to help him with. So.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be yours
soon
enough.
I do have both boats, although one of them's going to be gone soon, I swear.
Do I need to tell your insurance company? Gone in a good way or gone like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while. Did it float away?
Gone like I'm going to renovate it and make 11 bucks on it.
Oh, you say you're going to.
I am.
Wait, you know what? As a friend of mine once said, winning is nice. Getting paid is even nicer. You know, renovating your boat and selling it for a modest profit is nice, but you got to do it actually. So don't count your chickens yet, buddy boy.
Yeah, no, we'll see.
All right, good.
It's going to be a project this spring.
All right, so before we get into a number of juicy topics, I have to say that I had something that absolutely tickled my professional soul in a way that has not been tickled in a long time.
Wow.
I get sent a video of the Clemson South Carolina baseball game on ESPN, I believe, looking at the graphics. And it's the tweet was sent by Drew Heron. Thank you, Drew. The audio is really not playable because it's very faint. He just was sitting on the couch, pointed the phone at his TV, and then said, here, listen to this, Abe. Drew Heron said, the ale theory, that's my patented thing. Always leave early. I've got coins to prove it. The ale theory was referenced during the South Carolina-Clemson baseball game today. And so I listened to it, and I go, holy shit, this now has some legitimacy above and beyond Mr. X, my silly podcast world. A play-by-play guy on ESPN referenced the ale theory because fans were starting to leave. It's like, well, it looks like the... So I responded on Twitter with, holy shit, wow, because I was genuinely excited. And I get this reply this morning. Steve, that was me. I was a big fan of your show when it was on the air here in the Clemson-Greenville area. Hope we get the chance to meet one day. Sincerely, Don Munson, play-by-play announcer for Clemson football, basketball, and baseball, and director of broadcasting for Clemson University. That's cool. That is neat. I did not know that Clemson's voice actually knew who I was and was a fan and could use ale theory. This is fantastic. Let's go. So we're going to have Don Munson on this podcast in due time. But these are the things, Mr. X, that, you know, granted, the money, which, you know, the professional money is out now for the time being. It may come back. It may never come back. But I do this for the fellow professional respect of guys like Don Munson who get it. Who hear me and go, that's funny. I'm going to use that. Ale theory. So there we go. All right, so there was that. Then I want to get to this story, which I don't even know your take on because I just sent you the nugget, didn't want to hear from you until we were on the air. And I don't know your unified thought on prediction markets at this time. We're going to get this now. Okay, so Kalshi, which along with Polymarket are the two big prediction markets that work kind of like gambling, sports gambling, but they're actual peer-to-peer markets created by these entities, and they're able to offer wagers on anything and anything under the sun, including things such as, will the Supreme Ayatollah of Iran be out by April 1st? You can bet on that with real money. Well, as we know, he was out as of Saturday morning. So a guy went on Twitter and said, hey, Kalshi, I'm done with you fools. I had this wager, this contract is what they call them, Mr. Right. X. I had this contract, he had layered contracts based on the same premise that the Ayatollah would be out by April 1st. And totaling over a couple thousand dollars, and he showed his screenshot, and they were all not paid out by Kalshi because Kalshi said, yeah, well, you see, we have a death clause on these kind of things because we don't want people profiting from death. And
what else is out?
Well, that's the thing. He's not going to lose. He's not going to lose an election, for God's sakes.
What other kind of out is there?
Right.
I don't even know what came in second.
He's not going to get impeached, for God's sakes. He's either going to die of being old or he's going to die with a 2,000-pound GBU on his head. That's as out as it can get. So basically, you know, Kalshi stood by their ground and this guy is out several thousand dollars. He got completely fucked. Winning is nice. Getting paid? Even nicer. So with that said, what's the Mr. X stance on prediction markets?
Well, our last show, we actually talked about Giannis and this whole affiliation. Mm-hmm. And it was nauseating me so much, even though, let's not call that the same industry I'm in. It's certainly close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful. The conversation I had with you last time indirectly is what got me to change my mind on retirement.
Here we go.
Because you were right.
Drum roll.
The more we have an announcement. Realize you need to be smarter now more than ever.
We have an announcement. Mr. X is saddling up for one more year. Retiring yet because, as you said in your newsletter to your subscribers yesterday, you said, look, I'm disgusted by so much that is going on. It's ripoffs left and right. That said, they need me on that wall more than ever. So for one more year.
That was the main emails I got. Like, dude, no, not now. Yeah.
Okay. So good. So you're going to stick around. So you're currently grinding on your baseball season totals.
Yes. Yes.
That's
I'm
the
committed
flagship.
To at least one more calendar year. We'll see what happens then. But yeah, just that whole, what do you call it? Contracts. I'm sorry, but the simplest thing of every wager for eternity is there needs to be a winning side and there needs to be a losing side. And you may not always like the rulings, but people used to think, oh, they're out to get me. No, they're not. There's a winner, there's a loser. You're on one side or the other. But now these things they put together, there's not always two sides. And that's just wrong. You know, you can bet one side, you can't bet the other side. And in this case, and I hadn't heard this one till you said it, but when you say it to me, and if you said, hey, what exactly does out mean? There's no other side. It gets me. What can I say? That's not a fair bet.
No, of course not. And,
period.
And on the one hand, I'm like unsympathetic because you're wagering on world leaders being eliminated. So you get what you get.
Yeah, don't put it up.
Right. But on the other hand, it's just crazy that this is allowed to happen. Where's the recourse? Where's the oversight? But this is how crazy things are getting now, and they're not going to get any less crazy anytime soon. So,
and they're sponsored by pro athletes.
This
isn't some guys in the back room doing this.
Right. And did you see Adam Silver's explanation at the All-Star break about why he didn't think it was that big of a deal?
The ultimate yes, man. I don't know. What did he say?
He said, well, you know, it's only like a 1% stake. And somebody had to, somebody pointed out, 1% of $5 billion valuation. That's a lot of money.
It's a low principal.
$50 million. Like,
principal.
Come on. Well, right.
That's like the guy saying, I robbed a bank, but it was a small bank.
Right. Right.
Come on.
All right. So we are less than 28 days away from Zabe Vegas 2026. Continue to get people now starting to rally to the ball, as we like to say. Your boy, Mr. X, your boy, Coach Naki, who introduced me to you in the first place because you guys were neighbors and Little League dads back in the day, has said that if your alma mater, UVA, where his daughter is the director of basketball ops. That's right. Chris Naki's daughter is one of the few high-ranking women in Division I men's basketball. She does all the scheduling, all the travel for UVA. She's a badass.
Got all the brains in the family.
All the brains and the looks, by the way.
Because
dad is kind of ugly, but he's got a swagger to him, which I like. And that's why. But he said to me, as long as Virginia's not in the Sweet 16, I am there at Zabe Vegas.
That's about a 50-50, I'd say, because they're right on that bubble. But,
well, they're really good, but you know, it's the tournament, right? You gotta win you gotta win two games, and only the first one is easy, and the first one might not even be easy. Are you surprised at Virginia's pop-up season they're having?
I'm surprised at how they're doing it. I know it's a new coach, but they run up and down the court more in the first minute of the game than they did in a month the last few years. I mean, they are a different style team. And, you know, as you know today, there is no rebuilding a program. You should rebuild it in 45 minutes if you're going to rebuild it. It doesn't take long. But this is the ultimate hedge bet now. I kind of want the Wahoos to advance, and I kind of want Naki at Vegas. So I don't know how to play that one. I guess right. I'll look at it as a win-win.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one for you because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rolled by Duke the other day. Duke has the best defense in Division I. I don't think that's even arguable at this point. And yeah. not just how they handled Virginia with ease, not just how they held Michigan, a very explosive offensive team, to 64 points, and not just the 50-point beatdown of Notre Dame. Woof.
Yeah.
I mean, Duke puts the screws to people. We'll see if this Duke team is different come March than previous editions have been.
But that is the whole thing that makes March Madness. Is Duke the best team? Yes. Does the best team usually win? No.
Yeah. So what is our plan for Vegas, both in terms of betting the Sweet 16 and also just the plan beyond that, rolling around, seeing some things, doing some things? What do we got going on, Mr. X?
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, the key is always how much can we afford to win? I don't know. I don't have a plan. I'm going out Wednesday. I'll be there 3 days. Trying to stay on top of the tournament. That's the busiest weekend. It'll be fun, but I don't have any set plan.
What about I need to play some craps with you. Shoulder.
I'm doing book club.
Shoulder. Okay.
I'm doing book club.
Book club on craps.
Yeah, we're going to teach it. Not at the table. I cannot teach at the table. I'm working on how to do it. We will have a small private session for those that, even if they're beginners, if you want to learn from scratch or you want to learn some fine points, if you already know how to play, I'm committed to teaching. You know me, I like to teach. The whole website thing is teaching.
I'm committed.
I want to teach people. That's part of the parent in you, raising four boys. You want to teach things for when you're not here anymore, you know? Yeah. And craps and gambling, those are my two best.
Do all four of your boys gamble on sports?
Yes. And they're the typical new generation.
And the reason I ask is this. Have you ever discovered that they were starting to drift into deep waters with their gambling?
Not yet. I've kept tabs. I mean, I thought X1 was immune. He didn't seem to be. He liked sports, but he wasn't a like watch it on TV guy.
But now,
and it wasn't until this last holiday season when I noticed, that he's quite into what I call the modern day attraction, sitting there buying lottery tickets, as I call it, five, six, eight, 10 leg parlays, just novelty, the stuff that they push at you if you're new. He's the oldest, but he is now doing it. X2 takes it very, very, very seriously. X4 is the NBA guru. He knows more NBA than more than most people know about anything, but he's not, doesn't have money yet. So he's behaving himself, but he's good at it.
Do you ask any of them, can you show me your spreadsheet of win losses and where you stand right now?
Let's just say I have the ability to monitor from a distance.
to audit their shit. Well, again, I don't have sons, so this will never be my thing. But if I could, I would insist you need to create a spreadsheet that shows exactly what you're winning on and what you're losing on and how much. And I want to see it every month. And I want you to track every bet specifically. I want you to track prop bets. I want you to bet totals or prop track totals. Same thing for sides. Same thing for sports. Same thing for parlays, if you're dumb enough to do parlays. Teasers, etc. You need data on what you're better at and where you stand. You can't just go, I think I'm a little bit down for the month. No. You don't think. You need to know.
You're exactly right. And you know what? I don't even need to see that homework. If you're making that sheet, that's all we need, because you got enough sense right there to follow it yourself.
Right. That means that you're actually taking it seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you take it seriously, then you have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Not a great chance.
They're 20-something. They're falling for all the same stuff. And I'm doing, It's a tough world out there right now when they're hitting at you with what they're hitting at you with. It's obviously gets me fired up. I don't like what it's become. Yeah. I know. In the old days, everybody used to laugh and you used to think I was in a dark, seedy corner somewhere. But I'll take those days over this anytime.
Yeah. Well, you got to navigate the world as it exists. Exactly. You can't just wish it into something that it's not. All right. Last thing on the gambling front. Then I want to talk some baseball, some other stuff with you. I am playing Texas Hold'em in a tournament at MGM National Harbor Wednesday night with Johnny Cakes Auville of the Junkies. Cakes is the official poker ambassador for MGM National Harbor. And he said, Zabe, you should come to one of my events. You know, I got a putter to give away, which could tie into you because you're such a golfer, for the person who knocks you out. And I said, that's great, Cakes, and I got nothing going on. I'm unemployed right now. I'm like, but I haven't played a single hand of Texas Hold'em in my life. And so he's like, really? I go, really? I said, where would I begin? Where is the little laminated card of, here's a hand you should probably stay in on, at least until you see the river? There's no such simple laminated card, it sounds like.
Yeah, this isn't as easy as learning blackjack quickly, my friend. But you know what? For as much as I often get labeled as grumpy old man that thinks everything was better in the old days, the one thing that the young kids, their 20s, 30s, can do today, light years better than our generation, is play Texas Hold'em. They can play that game. They're good at it.
There is,
because they grew up on it, and they can't play seven card stud. But they can play Hold'em.
Yeah, there's
and guys like you and me can't catch up.
Well, that's exactly, and I tell people that's exactly why I never played, is because I realized 20 years ago when poker started to explode as ESPN hooked into it, right? I mean, prior to ESPN getting on board 20, 25 years ago to promote it, Texas Hold'em existed. It was one card game of thousands of card games, right?
Exactly.
But it got big because of ESPN. And then with the internet, people started playing it and whatnot, and it became huge. And I realized I had already missed my window to jump in early. So I was already thousands upon thousands of hands behind others in a game of skill that is played for real money. And I'm like, there's no point getting in now. But
exactly. If there's two things that so-called my kids can kick my ass on, it's Hold'em and Madden.
right. Now you might say, well, Zabe, that's ridiculous. I mean, that would mean that no new players would ever come into the game. You can get up to speed. You can learn. You can develop a skill set for it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. But I choose not to.
It's like work.
It kind of is.
It is. Zabe, when X2 first graduated college, and about that time was the time my kids kind of started hinting and nudging about gambling and poker and sports betting, as if they were teaching me something,
Right. Like
they didn't know anything about dad's background. And they're like they think they've come on to something new,
Yeah.
Well, and he was really into Hold'em. And playing. And I looked right at him and said, if you're going to do that, you got to freaking learn it. Stop learning on the fly. Learn it. Whatever you do, learn it the right way. Next thing I know, I'll give him this. I see on his nightstand a big fat book on how to play and a bookmark halfway through. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to do it, do it.
Do it right.
But like you said, that's work.
Yeah. It's a
job to learn to play that game right.
I respect the game because it has a fascinating four-layer cake of different disciplines. Layer one would be just the math of odds of hands and probability of winning and the dynamics of how much stack do you have versus somebody else, what's the format. It's a lot of mathematical sort of calculations. That's number one. Layer two is the bluffing element of it and the sort of you know, the way you play and how you set guys up with fold, 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 haymaker, oh my God, and then you turn the cards, you didn't really have much of a hand. It's like play calling in the NFL. I would say the third level of it is just a pure psychological level of stamina when you're in these tournament games where, you know, I'd watch the poker.
It's hard.
Well, yeah, I'd watch the poker series on ESPN and just the guys with their sunglasses on and their hoodies up and they've been there for 7 hours and it's like a game of attrition. I'm like, holy shit. And then the fourth layer of the cake is just plain luck. You gotta get the fucking cards. Right?
That helps too.
That helps too.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. I mean, to stay focused. There's a reason in college the classes aren't more than an hour.
Yeah.
You can't stay focused.
Now there is
getting a break every 3 or 4 hours. I mean, that's hard stuff.
There is a chance that this ignites in me a Texas Hold'em passion that grows. It's possible. I will be exposed. I don't know. I'm pretty confident I'm not going to make any shelf space for this in my life, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
There's room in the 5-hour energy dome.
I don't know about that.
And I'm in for the opener.
Okay. All right.
Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
That said, let's talk baseball. This automated ball strike system. Tell me your thoughts on it, because in theory, it should be pretty good as a supplement to egregiously bad ball strike calls, which have infuriated baseball fans for years. In theory, you get two challenges per game, and teams are flinging out the challenges early and often in spring training because the games don't matter. That has led to some pretty hilarious exchanges, like the 5 straight ABS challenges in one game, ping-ponging between both teams. And I think they're all overturned. That said, there are problems to this, of which geometry is one of the first big problems. I get this email from Mark D, and I sent it to you as well. He said, Zabe, something for you today. If you want to hate replay more than you already do, read up on... No, I can't hate it anymore. The needle is pegged on hatred.
That ship sailed.
If you want to hate replay more than you already do, read up on the ABS system that MLB uses. A strike, per the rule book, is if the ball crosses any part of a 3-dimensional strike zone.
Sure.
However, the tech in the ABS system is actually a 2-dimensional plane. They do this because doing it the right way would create results that a, quote, real ump would never call. But isn't that sort of the point? What a moronic explanation for the way they're doing this. Why slow down the game just to make sure the ball crosses an arbitrary strike zone that isn't even defined in the rule book itself? Total nonsense. P.S. Been listening to you at every stop since 980, and I figured this is exactly the kind of thing you would hate. I do. I absolutely do hate it. What do you make of the 3D versus 2D geometry of Robo Ump 3000?
Okay, there's a lot crammed in there. The first thing is, I don't understand why one would say a real ump doesn't understand 3D. Of course they do. For century, we've known what a backdoor curveball is. I don't understand the assumption that a real ump is incapable of calling the zone 3D. Every kid who ever umpired learned the strike zone rule. Why are we saying real umps can't do it? Sure they can.
Okay.
But more importantly, when this came up a year ago, we talked because I was in Arizona for a week or so of spring training when they were test piloting this in spring training. And what I reported back to you then was the same thing, the same problem today, which is, hey, challenge. Okay, cool. Put up on the big screen a rectangular box and show the pitch an inch outside the box and say, oh, it's obvious. Well, yeah. But where'd the box come from?
I know.
Anybody with an Xbox can say, look, it hit the line. But I question from day one the accuracy of the line, especially the height. I mean, anyone knows what's the left and the right side of the plate. But I look at that box, and I know they know the difference between Aaron Judge and Altuve. It's about a foot. But still, I don't think that that box is accurate. So sitting there showing me a baseball touching a line when the line is bullshit doesn't do a thing for me to say, oh, look, he missed that call. Yeah, they probably correct a couple of blown calls, but I just don't have faith in the top of that strike zone. Every time they put the box on the screen, I look at it and I say, that doesn't look like the right spot. And I don't think it changes enough hitter to hitter.
Yeah.
But to sit there and say the ball touched the line or didn't touch the line is not the point. It's where's the line?
Yeah. Yeah, these are all.
I don't get that.
These are
and
all.
And who cares about two missed ball strike calls a game, for God's sakes?
I know
one
guy. It
could be a really big moment in the ninth inning. But and the only thing they got right, and if they're still doing it, I liked the fact that if there's a safe out call, they put the hand up and say, hold on, we're thinking about it, we're checking our own replay. That's bull. At least this one, it had to be an instant challenge by the batter, the pitcher, the catcher. They couldn't sit there and wait.
Yeah.
And that part I'd liked. But now the manager has to trust the hitter who might be ticked off at a 1-0 strike call in the third inning. But if you're the manager who's waiting for the tactically right moment, you're like, dude, now? Really? What are you doing?
Right.
So they lose that kind of control, which is stupid. At least in NFL or college, the coach has the red flag, not some wide receiver yelling that he caught the ball when clearly it skipped.
Yeah.
So I like that. But it all comes down to don't show me it's in or out of the box. The focus is the box. But your emailer is right about the 2D part. Showing where it crossed the front of the plate is not what makes it a strike. It has to hit any part, front, back, middle, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see any need for it.
I think it's I think the problem is in sports, there are certain things that are the epitome of an undefinable gray area. And so things like the edges of the strike zone is an ocean of gray. What is holding? What is pass interference? It's an ocean of gray. Block charge in basketball. It's an ocean of gray. And the thing that replay promises, the false god that is replay, promises precision and absolute justice for the right calls. And that can never exist in a world that has oceans of gray. So we'll see how it plays out. On the one hand, there's some umps that have really shitty strike zones and should have been drummed out of Major League Baseball a long time ago. But the umpires have a union, unfortunately, and they defend even their worst guys, like Angel Hernandez. Thank God Angel Hernandez got bullied by the media and social media into just retiring. Otherwise, he'd still be out there fucking up games.
Well, and for the most part, over the decades, for the most part, that old adage of consistency is all that matters, which isn't really true. How about being good? But there were umps that had bigger zones that the pitchers liked, and there were umps with tighter zones that the hitters liked. And as long as they were consistent, they knew. Hell, I used to keep a chart, Zabe, on umpires in the 90s because I would use those to bet over and under runs in a baseball game.
Ooh.
And it mattered. Well, but now, everyone tracks the wrong data.
Yeah, well, now everyone tracks
how many runs per game the ump gives up. And I don't care because is he in a Pedro Martinez game or is he in a, you know, a couple of fifth starters games? I always equated the runs allowed in a game as how does it relate to the expected total. That tells me something. You know, if you're umping Max Scherzer versus Clayton Kershaw's in their prime, that doesn't mean you're that doesn't mean that the umpire you know has a big time. It means the pitchers are good. But there's nothing wrong with umpires being different and being one having a little more generous to the pitcher and one being a little tighter. To the hitter. Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's called human.
Right. Well, we'll see how it actually plays out now that it's going to be a thing. I would just remind everybody, sometimes the unforeseen, unintended consequences are always the biggest surprises where you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know they would do that. Okay, all right. And they're probably going to tweak it again. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Did you care for the combine at all?
Not really. What's the biggest story out of the combine?
I'll give you the biggest story to me, at least.
Okay.
And that is if a player came up with a undesirable measurable, meaning 40-yard dash time a little bit too slow, or arm length a little too short, there is now a certain number of media members, some of them prominent, like Adam Schefter, who are willing to then go and tweet out how, well, Carnell Tate had a bad 40 time from Ohio State at wide receiver of like a 4.57, but other scouts had him at closer to 4.5 or better. Or no, he was under 4.4, something like that. And so people are going, oh, okay. And, you know, Schefter came out with that right away. Somebody else said that the arm size measurements on guys like Reuben Bain Jr., who is a freaking monster, but his arms are a little bit short, they're now questioning that. And as somebody tweeted, Mr. X, the only value that the combine ever had as a concept was get everybody together, run them through some basic drills and measurements, so we can at least have a baseline data set that is neutral. That is not your pro day, my pro day, indoors, outdoors. Is the wind blowing? Is the sun shining? That's the only point of the combine. And now that's blown away because if a guy has a bad number, people are going to come out going, oh, no, that wasn't the number. And fewer and fewer players are participating in all the standard drills. They're cherry picking. If they do the three cone good, they'll do the three cone. And if they know the broad jump ain't good, they'll skip that. So the data, which was already very thin in value, in my opinion, when it was comprehensive and it was uniform, the data now is beyond bad. It's, I think, virtually worthless because it's so incomplete. It's so uncomparable from player A to player B. And that's my unified take on the...
All right.
Combine.
My take is this. All the people covering the combine and writing about it, are they pretty much the same group that covered the Super Bowl and didn't notice the quarterback had an arm injury?
Yes! Ding! Ring!
Oh, come on.
Ding, ding. Right. The same media on. That was decamped in San Francisco for a week, spending who knows how much money for their employers to stay in a hotel, have per diem, take cabs and Ubers all over the place. And the storyline that was the biggest storyline that should have been was, how is Drake May's shoulder holding up? They didn't talk about it once. Good job, and people. Good
the
job.
The other thing to me, I get it. Winning is better than losing. Great. You know, Daryl Green would win that fastest man contest for a decade plus.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start saying, is it 4.52 or 4.49? Great. So congratulations, you won by an inch.
Yeah.
That's going to help in the NFL.
Yeah.
Is it really? I mean, I want to know, of course. But the fact that you're can get out of the blocks like a sprinter and save 0.0 whatever, does that translate?
Well,
because you're fast and he's fast.
Right. Well, some say that the first 10-yard number is the most important number. Do you know why, according to this one post I read, they run the 40, not the 100 at the combine? Because Paul Brown back in the day...
Saves time?
Well, it does save time. Save 60% of time. Paul Brown, the legendary Paul Brown, once upon a time when the combine was just kind of forming, decided that, well, an average punt goes 40 yards.
Okay.
So...
I don't need you to run 100.
So that right. So the net was okay.
That's interesting.
The net was, so you're telling me the 40-yard dash time, which is one of the featured metrics of the combine, that was just a punt gunner drill? Seems very narrow in its scope, don't you think?
That makes a little bit of sense. And I still feel like it's, you know, if you're talking about the Olympics or a track meet, it's getting out of the blocks is where it's won.
Yeah,
I just don't know how important that is in the NFL. And it's great when somebody sets a record. Well, who is it? Still Chris Johnson, I think, or whatever. But still, it just can't seem like it's worth the scrutiny of was it 4.7 or 4.57 or 4.54? I don't know.
I believe Bum Phillips once was asked about Earl Campbell's time in the mile. And Bum Phillips said, well... if it's third and a mile, I won't give it to him.
I remember that. It was because he had trouble finishing the mile.
I know,
he couldn't finish it, and they asked about it. He said, well, I won't give it to him on third and a mile.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do you have anything else before we wrap it up here?
Nah. Looking forward to Vegas. Looking forward to baseball.
All right.
Good time of year.
I'll end on this. This is the funniest thing I've seen in a while on Twitter. So... this guy was getting into an argument with somebody about Christian Watson, the mercurial but oft-injured wideout for the Green Bay Packers. And this guy cracked back on someone who was defending Christian Watson as a player by saying, unlike you, I watched every single Christian Watson game in college. At no point was he, by the way, he played at North Dakota. So this is a real inside baseball thing. He said, at no point was he anything but a go ball or screen pass merchant. Yes, athletic freak, but couldn't stay on the field in any of his years in college. That has followed him through to the pros. That was the fan clapping back on a Christian Watson supporter. A supporter whose name is Tazim Wahid Wahed, and he happens to be the father of Christian Watson, who goes by his Muslim name now, and who has been very vocal out on them streets of Twitter. Like, you have to be really clueless to not know that Christian Watson's dad is out there fighting every fight he can get into on the internet defending his son. It's actually kind of funny. Also, his dad played in the NFL, so he knows a thing or two about a thing or two. So this guy says to Christian Watson's dad, unlike you, I watched every game he played in college. To which his dad responds, I'm Christian Watson's father, dumbass. I've watched every down of every game he's ever played in his entire life.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Christian missed three total, his entire career in college before he got to the NFL.
Nice. Zabe, I've got a parting one. I'm sorry. Let me throw this in for fun. Right before I came up, I texted my neighbor up the street here and asked him when he walks the dog to let me know if my car could get out because, you know, it's been snowing all winter.
Sure.
Nice guy. Of course, just by asking that question, he took his little tractor down and plowed out for me before I flew up. Nice guy.
That's so funny. All right, yeah. Mr. X, call me MrX.com. It lives for another year. He's back, baby. We are going to have baseball totals. That's his tentpole calling card. I know the pressure builds every year for you to deliver on these season totals, but I'm confident that you can come through, and we'll figure out a plan to play some fun group craps out there at Zay Vegas at MGM Grand and beyond. So
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Mr. X. Thank you for downloading, everybody, and listening. Spread the word. Rate and review. Tickle the algorithmic overlords. And tell a friend. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time.
Ready to make your money work smarter? Kraken is the crypto platform trusted by over 13 million people worldwide. With Kraken, you can instantly buy and sell crypto, power up your trades with advanced tools, and get 24/7 support from real humans anytime you need help. Kraken has been around for more than 14 years and was voted the best crypto exchange of 2025 by Forbes. Getting started is simple. Create an account, fund it, and place your first trade. Start today at kraken.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.